Breaking news from The Athletic.
This is John Hayes from The Athletic with breaking news. Bryson DeChambeau wins his first major at the U.S. Open with a winning score of 6 under par. DeChambeau is the only player to finish under par and the only player to shoot par or better in all 4 rounds. Let's go out to Winged Foot Golf Club now, where Brendan Quinn spent the week watching one of the most impressive performances in U.S. Open history. All right, Brendan, we'll go off the course in just a minute. But first, how did Bryson do it on the course this week?
In a variety of ways. I feel like people just, maybe more casual watchers, just see the distance and the bombing and realize that he's just playing a lot of other people, which is true. But I feel like everything else in his game is really what's made the difference, not only this week, but really what he did at Harding Park, too, when he finished T4. You know, he's got a creative variety of ways to play into greens. It's not just this bomb and then hope for the best once you get within 100 yards. Like, he really is just dialed in on executing shots, his putting. When he was just talking after the round, remembering when he was, I think, ranked dead last his first year out on tour. And suddenly, he's a guy who, he does it very scientifically and all these things, but he can putt. He's a guy who can use his putter to win a major championship, and that's just a massive difference. He finished ranked 11th in the field this week in putting, 1.6 putts per hole. He finished third in scrambling. Like, he can get around a golf course, and the fact that he just has that distance is now the thing that just separates him from everyone else.
And let's take it off the course. And a big reason why that distance has improved in his game is because of his off-season regimen, adding weight and really trying to hit the ball as far as possible. Can you take us off the course and explain really why he decided to do that and how it ended up paying off for him so well?
Yeah, I mean, the craziest part about it was that he said it. I mean, he called his shot, like, Ruth style, you know, said, next time you see me, I'm going to look like a different person. And then he showed up after quarantine, and he was a different person. I asked him after the round, what's his current height and weight, and he said he's anywhere between 230, 235, and I asked him, does he plan on being bigger when he gets to Augusta in what, I guess that's the second week of November, and he said, yeah, plan on being bigger. He thinks he's going to top out at about 245. This is a guy who, when he came on tour, was a decent size golfer, but it wasn't anything dramatic. He was just a 6'1" guy who looked like a 6'1" guy. Now he's just transformed himself, and it's his eating, it's his calorie intake, it's his protein shakes that get all the attention. This is a regimen unlike the sport has ever seen, and that creates kind of this, I don't know, what's kind of becoming a like mythical type feel around him, the way people just can't seem to really process what he's doing. So where he goes, he's going to keep stretching it. And it's not only physically, it's in the game too. He said he's going to go work on trying out a 48-inch shaft next week, which is the max the USGA allows. The longer the shaft, the more the club head speed, the more club head speed, further you can hit the ball. He wants to be hitting his drives in the 360 to 370 range, which is just outrageous. But at this point, I don't know how you can doubt him.
Let's put this into perspective. And there are only three players, Brendan, who have won the NCAA Individual Championship, the U.S. Amateur Championship, and the U.S. Open Championship. And those three players are Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, and Bryson DeChambeau. Where is this guy's ceiling? Is there one? Could he potentially be a multiple major winner, get over 10 majors? Clearly, the two best players to ever play this game in that group.
Yeah, I mean, those two had probably, a little more professional success than he did earlier. The way that he has changed himself physically and the fact that he seems to still be wanting to push the bounds, would anyone be shocked if he had just an utterly dominant 2020-21 season and beyond? I don't think so. The thing is, there's pretty incredible competition out there, But I think a lot of those guys are currently looking at him saying, like, I need to step up my game a little bit if I'm going to compete with this. Like, if you're Rory McIlroy, I'm not sure what you think coming out of this week. If you're Justin Thomas, I'm not sure what you're thinking coming out of this week. There are phenomenal players that are going to be picking off majors all over the place here in these next, 5 to 10 years, which will make up the bulk of kind of his peak career, I would imagine. But I think he's going to do some damage. I have to, unless they're going to start dialing back technology, I'm not sure what's going to happen. And even if they do, he's showing that he's got a lot of game and it's not just distance.
Okay, now that the week is over and heading into the week before that first tee ball was struck on Thursday morning, we talked about Wings Foot. We talked about how difficult this course would play. And on Thursday, it looked like it wasn't a proper U.S. Open setup. A lot of guys were firing rounds under par, and then things changed drastically. How did that happen?
Yeah, there were a lot of variables that were kind of out of their control. That they were watering the greens, and they wanted to keep things, I think, somewhat receptive and not just turn this into, a parking lot. But the variable of the wind really kind of took its toll early on. I feel like they just weren't sure what was going to happen. Friday, the wind started picking up, the temperatures dropped, which they thought might happen on Thursday. And then it gradually became more of a U.S. Open course. But then even Saturday, there were, six or seven rounds under par. It was not some kind of masochistic test, which I think people wanted to see. But today, there was one score under par, and that was Bryson DeChambeau. And for the tournament itself, there was one score under par, and that was Bryson DeChambeau. So, this would have been a leaderboard where people said, see, this is the classic Wingfoot. This is what everyone expected. This is why everyone considers it the U.S. Open track. But it turns out there's one player that doesn't subscribe to that anymore.
It's Bryson DeChambeau, your 2020 U.S. Open champion. Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to The Athletic's new headline section for much more on this story. To get access to all of The Athletic's great sports content, visit theathletic.com/newspod, where you can join for just $1 per month. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, John.